Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Robbie Dolan is on fire at the moment. He's got a good book of rides to Canterbury today. Morning, Robbie.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. Mate, you're having a terrific run the other day. Rose Hill got three home there. Brilliant.
Yeah, no, it was a very good day. Hopefully, you know, we can continue to farm for the rest of the season.
Well, let's hope so. You get some nice rides today too. Bell's approaching for Matty Dunn in the first. This horse wasn't too bad a run the other day. Made a bit of ground.
Yeah, look, I don't think he should be whatever price he is, 70-1 or 80-1. His run the other day was a lot better than it looked. I got trapped in behind something that wasn't travelling and just didn't get, you know, brought into the race like I would have hoped. He's a horse who'd probably get up over a little bit further, but hoping for a good run today.
Interesting runner, Pandemonium for Paul Massara, beautifully bred mare. She's had a couple of trials, had a run at Kensington the other day, and was only 2.5 lengths off him.
Yeah, only got beaten 2.5 lengths, like you said the other day. Ran very well. Trial the other day at Musselbrook was pretty good. And it's another one hoping for a good run. Bit of weight, on her back, but hopefully the claim can take away from that.
Righto. Now, Medavina for James Cummings, you're riding as well, and this has had a couple of runs back. It's just been knocking on the door.
Yeah, look, when he got beaten 2.5 lengths the other day by Godardin, actually ran pretty well. I reckon that up to the 12.50 now should be, you know, it'll be a big improvement. You'll see a big improvement from the horse, and hopefully we can get the job done.
All right, that's race five. We go to race six, Tim's Principal for Jeremy Gasp. This horse has been just right on them in handy races, good quality races.
Yeah, he's been running very well, this horse. I'm looking forward to getting back on him because I told Jeremy he probably wants a mile and he's up to the 15.50 today, so I think he'll run a cheeky race now.
All right, and then you're on Lady Evelyn. Now, this mare ran a good race in town at Randwick, ran second, went to Newcastle over the 1900. She's at the 1900 today. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I think if she shows the form, she showed the day I rode her at Randwick. Look, she was only beaten at half a length that day. I really thought she could go on with it and win at Newcastle the last day, but she just never delivered. But if we can get the same horse that showed up today at Randwick, we'd have a good chance.
All right. Nice rides today. What's the pick of yours, Robbie?
Pick of mine today is probably Medavina in the apprentice race. Looks a pretty good ride on paper, and hopefully we can get the job done for Team Godolphin.
Well, as I said, you're going well. The good thing is you're getting rides from all sorts of stables at the moment. That's always a good test, isn't it, of how you're going?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you don't want to be relying on one person for the whole season, because then if that team starts to hit a bit of a flat spot, well, then you will as well. So I'm just trying to work my way and trying to, you know, get as many rides from, you know, good trainers as I can, and thankfully things are going well.
You're going that well. I reckon you'll be taking out Australian citizenship shortly, won't you?
we'll take it one step at a time.
I reckon you've already taken one step, Robbie. You'll love it again. Good on you, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks a million, Cozzy.